everyone. Welcome to Simply Save, Money Control's personal finance podcast, where we discuss all things money. Gone are the days when you would visit a bank branch to make a fixed deposit. Today, you can simply do this online, either via net banking or through one of the many online investment platforms. The latter offer you the advantage of investing in fixed deposits of multiple banks and NBFCs all in one place. Now, one such investment app is Stable Money, which was co-founded by Saurabh Jain and Harish Reddy in late 2022. Explaining the rationale behind starting Stable Money, Saurabh says, there are many stock and mutual fund investing platforms, but what's been missing is the right fixed income platform for retail investors. Stable Money began offering FDs last month. Currently, they offer FDs from five entities, including Axis Bank, Utkarsh Small Finance Bank, and Bajaj Finance. Their aim is to add 15 to 20 banks by next year and also offer corporate bonds, sovereign gold bonds, and other fixed return products. This week, they launched a few new features such as FD laddering and FD switch for their customers. We speak with Saurabh on Stable Money's love for fixed deposits, what they offer to customers, and how safe is it to invest through their platform, and more.
So Saurabh, just tell us briefly about Stable Money. And I believe you offer only fixed deposits on your platform as of now. But are you planning to launch any new products or any new features? So if you could just tell us about that.
Sure. So Maulik, we started Stable Money almost 10 months back. Before that, I was at Navi Mutual Fund. And during the interactions with a lot of retail customers, we realized that there are platforms to build, to invest in stock markets. There are platforms to invest in mutual funds. But actually, there is a large white space for retail investors to look for the right fixed return products. India is a debt-first, fixed return-first country. Right. And that's what the vision is. We wanted to build India's first fixed return-only investment platform with Stable Money. The eventual goal is to offer FDs, mutual funds, corporate bonds, sovereign gold bonds, and all the other fixed return products. But to begin with, we have started last month by offering FDs onto our platform.
Okay, sure. So as of now, what fixed deposits from what entities are available on your platform?
So currently we have five banks. We have Utkarsh Small Finance Bank, which recently IPO'd. We have Shivalik Small Finance Bank. We have Bajaj Finance, which is an NBFC, Shriram Finance, another NBFC. And we also have Axis Bank. We are talking to four more banks to get added in another 30 to 60 days. Our eventual goal, Maulik, is to add around 15 to 20 banks by 2024 onto the platform.
Okay. See, the other thing is, and like you also mentioned, you know, we've had like the last 1 year or so where interest rates have gone up. So FDs have become very popular with investors. But, you know, going forward, you know, their interest rates may eventually go down. Now they are the flavor of the season, but they may not remain so.
Yeah. So I think first thing is we break it into the two parts, right? We believe that still 6 to 8 months is the interest rates will be high. Also, the recent news and a lot of media articles also say that interest rate might go up slightly from here as well for the next couple of months. And during this time, we are our goal is to acquire a lot more customers who are willing to do FDs for the longer terms, that they lock in the highest interest rate for the longer term. Second is, after this, what we have also seen is still we know that 32% of the household saving is into FDs or similar assets, right? So people still want to park their hard-earned money emergency fund with FD where they don't want to take any risk. And we have seen, despite the lower interest rate in the last 2-3 years, right? FD, though it is not growing at the pace at which mutual funds and stock investments are growing, but still the sheer volume of the FD investment, right? Even an 8 to 9% growth year on year is a decent growth. So I believe that this growth will continue.
Okay. Given that, you know, you feel so strongly about FDs and you would have, you know, gone through research on how people are investing in fixed deposits, what have you generally seen like?
Sure. So I'll first talk about the FDs and how digitization on FDs is really picking up, right? So generally, on an average, 3.6 lakhs is the average FD ticket size when it happens physically in the branch. right? Mm-hmm. But if you look at the digital FDs, which are happening mostly through the net banking these days, the average ticket size is around 60,000. And this is growing. This was around 40,000 a year back. So I believe there is a large set of people who are moving from creating, going to the bank and physically creating FDs to getting used to net banking and creating FDs through that. So first, the digitization of FD will happen a lot, where a platform like us will also fuel that growth. Second is in terms of the customer segments that you have mentioned, right? We have seen a very stark difference between the metro cities and the tier one and the tier two cities in India. When it comes to metros, what we have seen is anybody who is 25, 26 and above has more affinity to keep money in the safer assets as well. But then you go to the other cities, right, tier one and tier two cities, here there is a lot of influence of how their parents invest. And parents still prefer to do a lot of their investments into the FDs, right? And that's where we have seen people in young age also start putting some allocations in FDs, though they are also very pro stocks and mutual funds. But these people start doing FDs from maybe the age of 20, 22 as well. So that's the difference that we have seen. But eventually, what I've also seen is as you grow into your professional journey and age and the responsibilities, the portfolio, the 30-35% portfolio will be in FDs or equally safe assets for everybody, right? Whether you belong to the metros, the tier ones or the tier two, tier three cities. So that's initial anecdotes that we have seen and some of the customer behavior also that we have seen onto the platform in just last 1 month.
Okay, got it.
So, and what we have seen when it comes to the tier two and tier three cities in India, right? The people here have a lot of influence in terms of investment and how to invest from their parents. Also, they have a lesser risk appetite. And that's where we have seen as soon as the young generation start earning, right? They have a lot of affection or inclination to invest in FD. So that is that particular cohort of investors have started investing in FDs right from their early years. But eventually what we have seen is whether you belong to the metros, the tier ones or tier two and tier three cities, right? All these cohorts, when it comes to age 35, 40, will have around 30-32% of their investments in FD. Some people who start early, and we have seen some of these patterns, right? So whenever some of the bank fiasco happens or the stock market's going down, people put a large chunk into FDs. Whenever the FD interest rate goes up, people put a large chunk in FDs. So a behavior in the bigger cities is a very lump sum kind of FD investment. A behavior in the tier two, tier three cities is little RD, regular SIP kind of investments in FDs.
Then Saurabh, can you also tell us about, you know, what are some of the new features that you're going to launch, you know, this week on the 13th of September?
Some of the features that we are launching onto our app is one of the features is FD laddering. So what we have seen when it comes to good experts who still recommends FD, they recommend FD investments to happen in laddering format, where you get a regular inflow of the money from FDs and you keep investing that money into the higher interest rate. I'll give you just one simple example of how FD laddering happens. So if you have 6 lakhs, people invest 2 lakh in a 1 year FD, 2 lakh in a 2 year FD and another remaining 2 lakh in a 3 year FD. And now every year your FD will get mature. Your first FD will get mature after 1 year. And then that 2 lakh or whatever interest you have earned, people invest that into a 3 year FD. Because generally 3 year FD is the sweet spot where you always get the highest interest rate. And if you keep doing this exercise every year, right, you are getting every year a regular cash flow that you can use for your needs or that you can also use depending upon the market conditions at that point in time, whether you want to put that money into the mutual funds or stocks, or you want to put that money into a higher interest rate FD rather than locking everything for a 3 year. Another very interesting feature that we are launching on 13 is switch FD. So what we have seen is a lot of people who have invested in the last couple of years in FD are a little uncomfortable because they have done FD investments at a very low interest rates, because interest rates have actually spiked in the last 12 to 14 months, right? But the biggest information gap that these users have is, if you break your FD, what are the penalty charges that you have? And if you break that FD and reinvest in some of the FDs that is available onto the platform, how much extra gains that you make? So what we are creating is a very simple calculator for people to input their current FDs that they have booked. We'll tell them that what are the breaking charges that you can expect from the bank. And if you invest that amount into the newer FDs that we have right now, how much additional gains that you can make.
Sure, got it. So then, you know, sort of coming to one other thing. So in terms of, you know, how does one start investing in an FD on your platform? What's broadly speaking the process? Do they do a KYC and then they can start doing? Briefly, if you can explain, how does one get started?
Once you've decided what is the FD that you want to invest, then we do a simple KYC. The entire KYC process is digital, where all the Aadhaar verification, PAN verification, and any personal details are verified with the banks directly. We don't store any of that data for the customers. And once the KYC is done, the payment options, like it is available on any other investment platforms through UPI and net banking, they'll be able to invest.
To be viewed as a fixed income platform. So those are going to be your, say, competition. Now, in that context, you know, there are a lot of bond platforms that have come up over the last several years. Now, obviously, last year, SEBI came out with the, you know, regulations for these online bond platform providers, OBPPs. So these people can offer bonds. Many have already started offering FDs or will soon be offering FDs. Now, given that these are regulated platforms, and to the extent that I understand, Stable Money is an app, you're a digital platform, but you don't fall under the purview of any regulator. Wouldn't a consumer then feel safer with an OBPP rather than, say, with the Stable Money?
No, absolutely. And Maulik, I think now people have seen enough across the multiple platforms that you have to be safe. There has to be a trust and it has to be regulated by one of these entities. And we are also, as I've told you, right, in 3 to 6 months, we will be offering bonds onto our platform. And we have applied for all the required licenses that needs to be there, either through SEBI or RBI. And we will be through that entire process in next 2 to 3 months. So I think slightly moving forward, you will see that all these platforms will look similar. I think how we are engaging with our customer, what are we offering to our customers, and how we are building that trust, I think that will play a very significant role.
Then in terms of the safety of the money, so you did mention that the money goes directly to the bank. It doesn't come to the platform. That part of it, if you could explain a little bit, you know, how does it basically work out?
Yeah, so generally you see that whenever there are payments happening on any platform, whether it's investment platforms or food delivery platforms or some of the other platforms, the money goes to the provider first. And then that money gets routed to the eventual supplier of the product. Right? Sure. In our case, what we have done is the money will never hit Stable Money. The whatever, if Maulik is doing any investment right now, your money will directly hit the Utkarsh Small Finance Bank or Bajaj Finance Bank account or Shriram's or any other bank that is available onto the platform. And when your money, you are withdrawing the FD or your FD getting matured, that money comes directly from that bank to your account.
Okay, got it.
And Maulik, I just want to mention one part about Stable Money, right? That people will keep doing FDs in India. They will go to the bank. They'll do through net banking. They will do through some other platforms. And many will do through Stable Money as well. I think how we are building and looking at Stable Money, we want to be that Google Maps when it comes to FD or fixed return platform. And what I mean by that is when you go from a distance A to distance B, right, like point A to point B, you always see Google Map, whether you are driving by yourself, whether you are taking an auto or a cab or somebody is helping you, because you want to know what is the best route to reach there and how much time does it take. I think Stable Money has become like that Google Maps when it comes to fixed return investment and, as of now, FDs. When anybody is opening FDs with any bank through any channel, they first come to the Stable Money app, do all the research that is required, and then either book through Stable Money or eventually go to the respective platform and do that. So I think that is one major mind shift that has happened, and that's why we were able to get so many customers and their love in last just 1 month of us launching. So I just thought I'll just leave this podcast with that thought.
Thanks, Saurabh. Thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us, and best wishes for the launch of new features this week.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Molly.
And with that, we wrap up this episode of Simply Save. For more news, views, and updates, do log in to moneycontrol.com.